This is KCUR. I'm Michael Byers. The Kansas City Metro is almost equally divided geographically and population-wise between Missouri and Kansas, and this is a divide that in many ways defines us. As part of our Beyond Our Borders series, KCUR's Suzanne Hogan explores how this unusual identity is expressed.
The house I grew up in is a block and a half away from State Line Road on the Missouri side, about a five-minute walk.
All right, now we're in Kansas.
I'll admit, I have strong KC Mo pride, even though I'm a big KU fan. And when I'm in other cities, I'm quick to correct people who misidentify me as a Kansan, saying, no, I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. But what's that about? I mean, it seems so complicated. And I'm not trying to get into the history of the Civil War. I'm just trying to look at this question as it is today. It seems like a lot of people around here all have their own ways of identifying within this unique local dichotomy, a city straddling two states.
Being employed at the University of Kansas, I wear my University of Missouri t-shirt at least once a week.
Terry Blastenbright is from St. Louis originally. He's a big MU fan and proud Missourian. He moved to South Kansas City, then to Olathe when he got married.
People just get really over the top sometimes. Like when I first moved here, I was just like, whoa, that's... You guys are a little too intense for me.
He's talking about the whole MU-KU sports rivalry. Now, Blastenbry works for the University of Kansas, wearing his MU gear, of course. But when people ask him where he's from, he says Kansas City, not Olathe.
People are like, oh, well, you know, suburbia, cookie-cutter homes, that sort of thing.
And Blastenbry says that stereotype isn't fair.
I think there's a lot of really great stuff in the metro, not just in the city of Kansas City, but, of course, you know, Independence and Olathe and Shawnee. Mission.
Robert Marin's apartment is in the heart of downtown Kansas City, Missouri, with a perfect view of the skyline. But his roots are in the Argentine neighborhood in Wyandotte County.
I've got friends who, since, you know, 16 years old, W's on their arms tattooed, Wyandotte County, you know, Argentine, Armadale.
Argentine was an area that attracted Mexican silver workers, mostly from the same state in Mexico 100 years ago.
So basically what you have in my neighborhood is third, fourth, fifth generation people. And so everybody knows everybody.
Marin says he's proud of his family's history in Wyandotte County and of Kansas. But he sees this all as one city. And right now, he prefers to live in downtown Jackson County.
I will have pride for Argentine and I'll claim Argentine wherever I am in this town. But I don't think I want to live there.
I get where Marin's coming from. Honestly, I would never live on the Kansas side. And there are a lot of people in Kansas who would never live in Missouri. We heard that a lot when we put an inquiry throughout the metro to find out how the state line impacts people's identity. People also complained about taxes, schools, politics, praised their agricultural roots, the abundance of culture, sense of community, which are all things that could be said about both states, really.
We're all trying to create an identity. The sources from which you draw to create that identity are going to differ by person.
That's psychologist Kim Bennett at UMKC.
Some people will draw heavily upon their, you know, geographic origins. Others may, you know, look at cultural origins or ethnic origins more so.
She says, try to look at this how an alien in outer space might look down at us. We have a lot more in common as a region than people might be willing to admit at times.
You know, if you were looking down from above, Metcalf doesn't look any different, nor does Warnell on the Missouri side. So it's interesting that we have this dividing line that's really artificial.
Bennett says we create in-groups and out-groups all the time, most often without even being conscious of it. We tend to draw upon things that are salient to us, like where we're from, to feel good about ourselves and to feel connections with others.
You have an in-group for your, you know, your political identity, your school, your neighborhood, your race.
She says this is normal, and you can reside in more than one in-group at any given time, which can be good for your mental and physical health. But it does have its negative aspects too, like when you assume everybody in the out-group is the same and create stereotypes. It's fascinating to Bennett how quickly a group of people can identify their in and out groups. The perfect most recent example, the Royals postseason.
That was something that unified us, as opposed to the state line that divides us. But isn't it interesting how the out group shifted? It shifted from I'm a Kansan or a Missourian to I'm a Royals fan and I am not a San Francisco Giants fan.
About 2 million people live in the Kansas City metro, an area that encompasses two states, nine counties, about 120 different smaller cities, tons of historic and new neighborhoods, so many different ethnic groups, cultures, subcultures, languages, and yes, even some Giants fans. And the thing is, everybody has their own story and identity. It's just so personal. And really, those diverse facets and complexities are actually a part of what connects us all, in some way, as Kansas Cityans. Suzanne Hogan, KCUR News.